Le Mai, good day. This is John Quilliam with Know Your Parish. Anyone, whether a native of Ellen Vannon or the stranger on his first visit, is sure to notice the unique characteristics and peculiarities not to be found anywhere else in the world, unless, of course, removed from here in recent times. Therefore, I would state without any doubt that the Isle of Man possesses a wealth of interesting history and present-day peculiarities and novelties unknown in any other country. It will be understood that many books have been written about various aspects of ancient and up-to-date events, but even these have only touched on the fringe of the wonders of this quiet, peaceful, law-abiding little land, whose soil and rocks groaned under the horrible and vicious battles of the past, of a Manx nation who never knew a century of peace, but were forced into battle by invaders who valued this place as a shining jewel, even above their other conquests. With this thought in mind, we turn now to the fascinating characteristics which, through these disturbing events over so many centuries, have caused the natives to be extremely dubious and very cautious towards the approach of any stranger. So much evidence of this fact is unquestionably apparent among many of the real Manx folk, even in this present day and age. Let me quote one little example of a fairly recent case. A person from the uplands of Arbury went to visit an old friend in the southerly part of Rushen. As he approached the little cottage, which was part of a croft, three children who were playing over a sod hedge about 100 yards away spotted this intruder and dashed for the house at top speed with the words, "A stranger, mummy, a stranger, mummy." That instinct of warning was most apparent. A very reliable local woman pointed out that on numerous occasions when she visited a family in Patrick, this same alertness in the presence of a stranger was there. For a child not more than 5 years of age sprang from its quiet play and bounded towards the door, exclaiming in Manx, "The Jory Mummock, the Jory Mummock, a stranger mother, a stranger mother." These startling facts can easily be proved by any genuine person interested in this study. In fact, one can see many corresponding tactics inherited from the bygone days of invasion and attack. This is quite reasonable to expect, for wherever we go, wherever we look, is marked by forts, castles, dons, mounds, lookout posts, shores of watch and ward, of day watch and night watch. The record of the peaceful peasant, the lonely farmer, having his ear tuned for the morning or midnight call to attack the invader of the past, lingers on in the character of these natives. But a pleasant word of advice to all those who come here. Gently break this shyness. Remove any suspicion of fear, and you will find a most hospitable, friendly, homely people, who also possesses an inbred kindness fostered over the years. In brief, a shy, cautious, steady, treasurer, kindly people with a peaceful attitude and a desire to be left alone. The Manx have a unique way of speaking, for their native language possesses words which are most difficult for any stranger to pronounce. yet they themselves glide over them so freely. Surnames such as Kenyoch, Qualthrop, Farraga, Mollycarain, Mollycreest, Killia, Cunha, and so on are good examples. Place names like Ballyjoneig, Cronkshinnoch, Clay Kerr, Berbrain, Cronkne Era Lay, Slough Frocane, Slough Walliam, Lurga Vrek, and thousands of other local names are also difficult for the stranger to pronounce. Field names, house names, and even plant names have their unusual sound to the ear of any stranger. Indeed, it is one of the marvels of our times that so much of this has survived through the ages, for many a strange tongue has tried to change these ancient Gaelic words. The spoken Manx language is most interesting to hear, because it can be readily noticed that some names come from the noise or sound of that particular thing made. Here are two of the most noticeable. A hen in Manx is ciarch, which is just the sound a hen makes, ciarch, ciarch, ciarch. A cow is called bua. In Manx, it is just like the bellowing of a cow, bua. A storm or rough weather in Manx is rastach, and from this sound, one can detect something severe. Other words and phrases have been formed from the appearance of objects. These are more difficult to detect unless one is acquainted with the language and its history. There are also some very descriptive words in Manx which have no counterpart in English, such as the word bidag, which is milk prepared for churning. It is obvious that this Gaelic language is a concise and singular mother tongue, which has aroused the interest and curiosity of intellectual students, not only in England, but in almost every other country in Europe. Much praise is due to An Sheshaigh Gaeltacht, the Manx Language Society, for its constant and persistent efforts to increase the numbers of those speaking this curious and ancient Chenya Navanum, tongue of the island. I have recently been informed that there are 7 classes of instruction being held throughout the island this winter. These are conducted in 3 stages: juniors, beginners, and advanced. It is also a pleasing fact that any check that is written in Manx can be cashed at any Manx bank. If you are in doubt, just try it, for it will pass. We have only touched one of the unique characteristics of this island, namely the natives and their language. At a later date, we shall consider the 3 legs of man, the tailless cat, the 4-horned Lockton sheep, the Manx giant, and the remains of an ancient faith, amongst many other items on Know Your Parish.